Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
Podcast are we on?
It's like a horse.
Let's get Tyler on a podcast.
I would love to get Tyler on a podcast.
Yeah, get all cursing. And... Okay. Right, so let's do a podcast. Should we do a podcast?
Podcast number 60.
Good God, I don't even remember 60. Doing like 50 through 59.
We had a lot of, like, I've been doing a lot of mixtape stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had some.
Remember the Big 50? The cake? The Happy 50th I was in podcast prison. Motherfuckers?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Happy 50th podcast motherfuckers. Well, happy 60th podcast motherfuckers.
No, we can't celebrate again until we've done 40 more podcasts. I'm not joking.
We've got to wait till we get to 100.
When we get to 100. You know who I am? I'm EBA.
I don't know who you are.
To my right, Sir Mildred Pierce.
To your right, Lamp.
Here we have Amber.
The lovely, beautiful, and talented Amber. Yes, I am. Thanks for noticing.
With the Owen.
In her lap right now, we have our new member of the staff, if you will.
He's an intern.
He's working his way up. His name's Owen.
He's a gopher.
Say hi, Owen.
Go get my coffee.
Here,
I'll pretend to be on. Sounds like Dick Cheney. I'm Dick Cheney. Looks kind of like it too. Yeah.
I'll get you, Batman. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can perfect check evil us out, of course, at shapelessmass.com. Check him out. Where can you check me out?
Ooh, do I have a website still?
Yes.
I have a Facebook. Actually, if you just Google Sir Mildred Pierce and then ignore all the results that don't have to do with me, then you can find me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, when all else fails, Google it.
Yeah, I like Googling things.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com. And Sir Mildred Pierce @gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, Amber likes the Meat Shake song, so we're going to play the Meat Shake song.
Meat Shake. This is our sponsor.
For heaven's sakes.
Yeah, that's
have
our
a
sponsor
meat shake.
This week. That's right. I didn't think about that.
I heard they opened a Meat Shake in Augusta.
Did they? Really?
Yes.
We'll have to go check it out.
Mm-hmm. I have meat every day at school.
Look, when I'm hungry, I need some meat. I don't need none of that rabbit food they're serving over at Veggie Hut.
Meat to the shizake.
Bro, it's all about the meat shake, man.
I'd love to taste the secret.
Lunch break. Only got a half an hour. Gotta get something in my system. I go meat shake.
Eat a meat shake.
Taste the secret at meat shake. Hey.
Meat shakes are so soft I can eat them without my dentures.
Well, hi. Welcome to Meat Shake, where you can taste the secret. And when I tell you what it is, you won't believe it. There's something special in our food you'll taste when you start eating it. Everything we serve has meat in it.
But don't you serve french fries in a vegetable plate?
It all has meat.
What?
Well, what about the green salad and the cookies you bake?
Everything has meat.
Oh.
It's nice and tender, mixed in a blender. Don't you want some meat? So hot and steamy, yet smooth and creamy. Come and get your meat.
Now when your body's hungering, drive on down and stumble in. Come on, give us half a chance, I promise that you'll come again. If you're not carnivorous, consider us a challenge. You're too lean and need some protein, we got it by the gallons. Rest assured, our healthy and discriminating guests prefer the sweet and meaty morsels we concoct behind my register. Giving good service, plus a smile and a paper hat, our competition's food is crap. Who would want to pay for that? Please try a beef pie, top it with some meat fries, and a classic meat shake baked until the grease dries. 40 $0.50 more, you can have your meal meat size. Plus you get 3 tries, scratch and win a free prize. All except you vegan men, you need to be leaving and heading to the veggie hut where you can eat some leaves and grin. That is, unless of course you want to taste the secret sin. Come on, breathe it in. You can use your teeth again. Remember that meat your friend solidified inside you. Cows gotta die too. Don't let them survive you. There's an offer for a free shake when you buy 2. Last while supplies too. Thanks, please drive through. Skinny mini or a beefcake. Hey, you don't need steak.
Get a meat shake.
You want a meaty meal, but your teeth ache. Hey, for Pete's sake.
Get a meat shake.
You're gonna take your girl on a cheap date. And you're a cheapskate. So
get a meat shake.
When you purchase a combo meal, you'll receive a souvenir keepsake.
Get a meat shake.
Offer for free souvenir keepsake good for a limited time only at participating meat shake stores in your area. The Meat Shake Corporation is in no way responsible for high blood pressure, heart disease, or bad body odor.
Meat shake!
You know what? I'm sick of motherfuckers talking about my niggas as demigods. Y'all just mad because we don't walk around with our thumbs in our ass like the rest of y'all fucking chokers.
You need a cavalry squad to battle these gods when apathy rocks. To even the odds, you need cops after me with gas cops. I'm living proof that we're ruling with ease, cooling with cheese, schooling all you foolish MCs. Whether talking to a chick or popping off at the lip, I'm always thinking about you rappers in a coffin and shit. Scientists will try to document how often I spit to estimate the average body count with squashing a click. Rappers are getting wrecked due to lack of respect. The bill couldn't get signed if you was the back of a check. It's obvious, you little sucker motherfuckers copy this. Like my styles were filed, you fake saved a floppy disk.
So why did they even drop?
I haven't got the foggiest, but I turned bags into punching bags, Rocky hits, or some Miyagi shit. Split you in karate kicks, dragging you through the pits of H-E double hockey sticks.
We'll crush your clicks. We'll fuck your bitch.
And fuck your bitch.
Don't give a fuck. Cause your shit sucks.
It sucks.
We'll crush your clicks. We'll fuck your bitch.
Fuck your bitch.
Don't give a
fuck. We don't give a fuck.
The feature presentation, your rhymes are just a segment. A bitch can just look at me and get herself pregnant. I make busting a gat look good cause I hold it well. In second grade I brought a lob grenade to class for show and tell. It's obvious they ain't no rival. Look a crazy motherfucker in the dictionary and find a picture of self-titled. I'm accurate when I terrorize, I am unique. Fuck around and be in a wheelchair as a paralyzed amputee.
Can't you see?
I'm like Chuck Norris swinging his nunchucks. Pimp slapping these young sluts, spilling guts out of you dumb fucks. Spit flames in battles, leave you cooked in ashes. Illiterate son of a bitch, you couldn't read a book of matches, faggot. You know my stilo, I be bringing niggas the best beats. Niggas that test me get so shook they diagnose for epilepsy. I spit right when I rip mics, nigga, I've been nice. Fill you up with bullet holes and play the flute with your windpipe. Slice you in 2 pieces and you still ain't even half a man. Take cover while I'm throwing rocks at you like cats in Pakistan. Slap you with my gap pack and back and you half-ass rap fan. Whenever my track jam, even the preacher saying, God damn.
We'll crush your clique.
Crush your clique.
We'll fuck your bitch.
And fuck your bitch.
In the arena and stand up to the lions. Expand like a DNA strand in man's science. Follow old scrolls to gold on Spanish islands. Pirate of the Caribbean, brandishing iron. Incredible, my rap is like a chemical drug. Thugs bug like metal touching electrical plugs. Even skeptical accept the skill as factual proof. Spit my raps through the mic and fracture the glass in the booth. And when it's time to spit, fuck that complex shit. I'd rather get crunk and fuck a project chick.
We blast cats with the artillery cannons attached to the back of the black van and me and app called damaging. Brandishing weapons, we're analytical, tactical technicians. Calculating coordinates to guide missiles at victims. For no apparent reason, we could leave you bleeding in a bathroom stall until the custodian comes and scrubs the walls. Niggas is ass out like Black Beach Weekend. I know you rap weak when speaking. My tribe is like the last Mohicans.
We'll crush your clique.
Crush your clique.
We'll fuck your bitch.
And fuck your bitch.
Don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
Cause your shit sucks.
It sucks.
We'll crush your clique.
Crush your clique.
We'll fuck your bitch.
Fuck your bitch.
Don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
Cause your shit sucks.
I'll take it girl,
okay,
and get her in the shower, molest her with a shampoo bottle, or have her now.
title come through. Your wife's a slut. She better watch her stuff. Niggas jocking my beats. Why you just beat your meat?
Man, y'all so bitch ass fucking niggas. Running around listening to that fucking soft ass rap music. You won't never be soft. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. Soft ass scallywag motherfuckers. We about to clown y'all in this shit.
Phenomena. Word. Yeah, that was the demigod.
I'm hungry all of a sudden for some meat shake. I would like a meat shake. I'm eating a fortune cookie.
Okay, here we go.
An important person will offer you support in bed.
Important like a politician or something. Yeah. Be prepared for a sudden, needed, and happy change in plans. Covered in slime. I mean, if you're suddenly covered in slime, then you definitely need to change your plans. So, yeah.
Cooking is easy. Good taste is hard. That's why you call takeout.
Most takeouts are pretty covered in slime.
That only works best with covered. I think you just have to choose the best.
Yeah.
You just want to do all the
covered. I like.
You're tired of the embed. You want to buck the system.
Well, I like things that are covered in slime. I'd say in bed covered in slime.
Cooking is easy in the kitchen. Good taste is hard in bed.
You can't say in the kitchen. You have to say in bed or covered in slime. I think good taste. Good.
Cooking is easy.
Covered in slime.
Covered in slime. Yeah. Good taste is hard.
Covered in slime.
That's why you call takeout in bed.
You can't get out of bed to get the takeout. Because obviously, I mean, maybe delivery, but takeout, you're not in bed. Obviously, you can't take your bed with you, and you can only be covered in slime.
This week's game.
I just thought about something. There's nobody else to pair up with, so it's going to be me against you.
It's going to be Owen against me.
That's correct.
Oh God, I'm so going to lose.
You think? No, you have Owen on your side.
And he's sticking his tongue out saying, Gene Simmons, eat your heart out.
I'm just guessing anyway. So, except for the ones I already know. Do you have any Flavius on there?
I guess you'll find out, won't you? So our game is again, this versus this.
This versus that?
This versus this, or this versus this, or that. I never really settled on an actual game.
Yeah.
Something like that. This one is Pope or Caesar.
Uh-huh.
So it's either Roman Emperor or a pontificated Catholic leader.
Right.
And Mr. Pierce has the advantage here because he himself is actually Catholic, so.
His parents were raised Catholic.
Which makes him Catholic.
That's like saying somebody that's born of somebody who's Jewish, just because they popped out of a Jewish vagina, they're automatically Jewish.
Well, that's what the Jewish people say.
That's true.
Yeah. Or just because somebody is born of an Islamic vagina, that they're automatically Islamic.
That's strangely enough not true.
Do we need to actually point out that it comes out of a vagina?
I guess I wanted to say the word.
I say Caesar.
Okay.
Vaginas.
Pontificated vaginas.
Well, we're going to start over here.
Okay. Say neither.
Yeah, and there's a neither in here. Yeah. Let me get some.
Is it vaginas? You're going to find a new one now.
Yes, that's right. It's vaginas. You know me too well. Okay. Our first one is Telesphorus. Telesphorus. T-E-L-E-S-P-H-O-R-U-S.
I'm going to guess a Caesar.
One word. All of these are one word.
I think it's a Pope.
So, Mr. Pierce guessed Pope, Amber guessed Caesar, Mr. Pierce is correct. Next, Vitellius. V-I-T-E-L-L-I-E-I-U-S, I mean to say.
Caesar.
Yeah, I think he was the one that built the Colosseum, actually. We were watching that last night, weren't we?
Yes, that is correct. That's a Caesar.
Yeah.
Okay. Hadrian, H-A-D-R-I-A-N.
Come on.
I don't know any of
He's
these
the one
guys.
That built Hadrian's Wall.
Okay, well, which... Which do you say?
Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar.
That's a Caesar?
Yeah.
Is that really obvious?
Yes, that was obvious to me.
I'm sorry.
Even Amber knew it.
Hygienist.
She watches a lot of History Channel.
H-Y-G-I-N-U-S. Hygienist.
Pope.
Pope.
You guys agree?
I'm going to let her answer first.
Yeah, that's Pope. Citus. S-I-T-U-S.
That's where you work, isn't it?
I'm going to say Pope.
Citus. I would be inclined to say a Roman emperor, but I haven't heard of him, so I would typically say Pope, but it sounds more like an emperor. I'm going to say emperor just to kind of mix it up in the hopes that Amber got it right, so we'll even up.
Amber was right. Yes. Pertinax. P-R-T-I-N-A-X. Pertinax.
I'm going to say Pope.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So you're going to say Pope as well?
Pope.
You want to say Pope?
Uh-huh.
That is a Caesar.
Ah. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
No.
All right.
Perineum.
Perineum.
I'm going to say... That sounds like the taint. Like the piece between... It taint the pussy and it taint the ass. It's the taint.
That's
I'm going to say neither.
Neither.
Damn, I made this one too easy. Yeah, that actually is the neither, so you guys cancel each other out.
Yeah. How weird.
It's the only thing I can think of. It's Italian. It's Italian. It's Italian!
It's a Latin.
It's Latin, so.
What is it? Is it the...
It's the taint.
Is it the taint?
No, it's the taint. Is it the taint? Area between the testicles and the...
I knew there was something in between something. I thought it was the... What's the thing between the nose and the mouth?
Frenulum.
Yeah.
No, that's an emperor.
Google it.
Eleutrus. E-L-E-U-R... I'm sorry. E-L-E-U-T-R-U-S.
Pope.
I'm going to say Pope, too.
That is a Pope. Zephyrinus. Or Zephyrinus. Z-E-P-H-Y-R-I-N-U-S.
Caesar.
I'm going to say Pope.
Mr. Pierce is correct. That is a Pope. Macrinus. M-A-C-R-I-N-U-S.
Isn't that an anime series?
Maybe.
With the giant robot?
Oh, what a...
And the
you know, the, yeah, and it's got the people with the really large eyes, you know? And then it's got the like the really skimpily dressed chicks in sailor suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that anime.
Was it Macrinus?
Macross. This is Macrinus.
Uh-huh.
I went first last time.
I'm going to say Pope.
I'm going to say Caesar.
That is a Caesar.
I knew it. Just trying to send it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Poopenis. P-U-P-I-E-N-U-S. You tell me how to pronounce that.
What is it?
Maybe it's Pupenis. I don't know.
Pupenis.
Pupenis?
Pupenis. I went first last time, so I'll go first.
Caesar.
You saying Pope?
I'm saying Pope.
That is a Pope. Elagabus. E-L-A-G-A-B-U-S.
Pope.
Caesar.
That would be a Caesar. Hostilian. H-O-S-T-I-L-I-A-N.
Caesar.
It sounds so obviously a
Caesar,
but because you know you wouldn't want a Pope named Hostilian because it sounds so hostile. Maybe it's an evil Pope.
Are you saying Pope? Are you saying Pope?
No, I'm saying Caesar.
Oh, Caesar is correct. Are you guys intentionally trying to be tied?
No, are we tied? Are you trying to make this? Are you intentionally trying to make this so obvious?
Caius.
Caius.
Caesar.
C-A-I-U-S.
Yeah, I think it's...
Caesar.
I think it was...
You sure?
Yes.
No, of course I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
Say Hadrian, I'd be sure, but... yeah, Emperor.
That would be a Pope. Hilarious. H-I-L-A-R-I-U-S.
I think that was a Pope.
Caesar.
Names like that are the Popes.
So you're saying Pope and you're saying Caesar?
Uh-huh.
That would be a Pope. Oh, and that's it.
Oh, so you won by one?
Yep, by 1 point. Score was 9-8.
Wow.
I didn't lose as bad as I thought I would.
That's not unprecedented.
Both getting the either was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's unprecedented. You're right.
I
should have gone with something less obvious. Like, yeah. I was just struggling to think up something that was Latin.
I deal with very, very sensitive medical stuff all day long. I knew what that was. It just took me a second. It's like, wait a second. That's definitely the needle. That's the taint.
Sorry, that's not covered. We don't cover the perineum.
Perineum.
We don't cover the taint. Taint covered.
Ah-ha-ha.
Taint covered, lady. Ha-ha-ha. That's hilarious.
Wow.
Owen was laughing.
Owen was giggling with us.
Are you playing me some music?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Close your eyes. Came over. Bitch. Maybe I'm the black sheep of rap, snuck in VIP. Make records to kill a nigga like I'm Chi Ali. Tongue kiss, spit spread, epidemic plague. Swung miss, hit pledge, you're better off dead. The sperm that created you should have been head. Or should have been that nasty running down your mother's leg. Now these busters can't stand me. Wanna hostage my family like Marcus Camby. But goddamn, we some boss players. Homies East Southwest, hot as 97 say. So next time, Funk Flex, drop a bomb to what you said. Your baby son will drop a shitty diaper on your head from the bunk bed y'all shit. To leave a nigga looking like Grenadine. Got a bitch from the Philippines with an emerald nose.
Masturbating with a magazine.
Ooh-wee. When we parlay, your poly francais. How about being Jim Appel Jean? Spit fin on, hood fell on. Put cowards to sleep, get your girl sprung. Fantasize of me and touch a pearl tongue. Swerve on, take the Z, sip this OJ, slow lay. Got a wet from the faux play.
Olay.
Lick my earlobe, nibble my diamond. Pillow talk, heat of the moment, you know I'm lying. Begging me to stay, started crying. I'm flying. Speedy Gonzalez Iceberg and Banana Kobe Bryant.
Rap with the rap chauvinist. Got to the back of your hat when I know the clip. I told you, bitch, you ain't got the heart to test me. The script that I spit influenced permanent narcolepsy. Niggas tend to dodge me, so I'ma disassemble your body and leave you resembling in its Cosby. Say goodnight when I freestyle's hotter than Cajun spice. I'm part of the reptilian race stated by David Icke. A beast in sheep's clothes, rap euthanasia. And sideline gon' put you to sleep, so. Tomorrow, you won't be missed. Get pissed and whipped and shot with your chips. By the way, Raz, what's poppin' with that alchemy shit?
Man, he know he a bitch.
Kiss of Death, and I thought you'd like that with the Beatles sample.
Yes.
And then
I'd
we
like
had
to get a copy of that.
Right,
and Minnie Riperton after that.
Yeah, Minnie Riperton with
Le Fleur. Like from the Harry Potter, the Fleur.
Like from Harry Potter.
Is it like Harry Potter?
Yeah, I think the song is about Harry Potter. She's a time traveler.
Right.
Or that may be where J.K. Rowling got her inspiration for Fleur.
J.K.
No, that was clearly inspired by Chad Page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mildred reviews the world.
So, hey, let's review Bad Taste. What do you think, Mr. Pierce?
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, let's try it.
We showed it every time, movie. Didn't we? Did you watch the whole thing, Bad Taste? Remember
she didn't finish watching it.
This is New Zealand. They're chasing after aliens.
They're drinking the vomit out of the bowl is where I walked out of the room.
Well, most people walk out.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck that.
In fact, I would watch it again just for that scene alone.
I'd probably watch it on YouTube over and over and over.
That's a good idea.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, I love that movie, really. Peter Jackson, you know?
Yes.
It's got that low rent. This is my first film. Kind of feel to it. What's that?
But it's definitely got some really good cinematography.
You could tell he's got a real director's eye.
Yeah.
You know, watching it. I'm surprised he hasn't done more acting.
He usually only appears in these little tiny bit roles, and that's like the largest role he's ever done. Was his first movie. It wasn't a major character, though.
It was definitely a supporting character. I
mean, yeah, it was definitely a character that, you know, people remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one was he?
The one that looked at Harry Potter.
I have no idea who you're talking about, so I guess he wasn't that memorable after all.
He had the round hair.
The one who was running around trying to keep his brain in.
She might not have gotten that far.
That's right at the beginning of the movie.
Is it? Where the brain's falling?
Yeah, he falls off the cliff and lands head first on the rock.
Sorry, I think I blocked the movie out of my subconscious and unconscious.
He was fighting the alien that was him also.
That's right, yeah.
Which is, I never knew that. I mean, seriously, you can't tell by watching it that
yeah.
they're two different people. The way, I mean, that's, mm-hmm. I mean, it should be obvious. I mean, they didn't use any, like, special effects to make it, you know, both appear in the same frame or anything like that.
I'm sure probably on purpose, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a brilliant film, you know, considering what it is. Yeah. It's just a bunch of stuff thrown together, really.
Yeah, it's really just a series of segues for a short, somewhat comedic, gory little...
Is he making anything new recently?
The last I heard, he was working on The Hobbit.
But he's not directing yet.
Is he not directing yet?
You don't know who's directing The Hobbit?
No.
Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, I have heard that.
Yeah, so it's going to have some weird shit in it, for sure.
It's all in Spanish.
Yes, it's the Spanish Hobbits. Just like the real Hobbits. They actually spoke Spanish.
Le Squire. Why did I say Le? That would be French. I'm a fucking idiot.
So I got to give thumbs to Bad Taste?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Or fingers in this case.
Yes. They can edit him out. So, I don't know, maybe four. Thumbs up.
The vomit drinking scene. You love that, don't you?
That's a great scene. Makes me want to drink vomit.
Yeah.
I should see what I gave it. How many stars I gave it on IMDb. I probably gave 7 or 8. So.
Yeah. How many thumbs did you give?
So 4.
Thumbs down?
Seems like I should give it at least 1.
It's B movie quality.
I don't like that about it. One pending thumb.
Pending?
Yeah, because I can't think of a reason to give it a thumbs down. But
oh, okay. It
just seems too generous to give it 4 thumbs up and nothing down. So.
One balancing thumb.
One thumb down for never making a sequel to it to find out what happened. The spaceship. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll make a sequel.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
So, moving on. What else would you like to review?
Are you going to do a conspiracy here? Can you make one?
Let's see. We have done one.
You can make one if you want. Hello?
I'm trying.
You're just trying. The conspiracy not to change her ways.
Who is it that's supposed to be buried at like the 50-yard line somewhere?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's a good one. Just Jimmy Hoffa in general.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. You know Jimmy Hoffa, where he's from, right? Detroit.
Okay.
And my mom actually ate in the restaurant like a week before. The restaurant, the last place he was ever seen in. She ate there like a week before. Just
interesting.
What happened to him? Fuck, I don't know.
Do you care?
Well, the
there's not much conspiracy to it. It's pretty well accepted that somebody definitely conspired.
Okay, well, let's kind of sub-change this category a little bit to be conspiracy theory / urban legends. How about that?
All right.
Then you get into, you know...
Ooh, we could do crop circles.
The stadiums out there, people say, are you know, that Jimmy Hoffa's in the stadium somewhere.
Specifically the... one in Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
It actually pretty recently ran the radar over the field. Of
The Mythbusters. Yes.
Did they?
What? Yes.
What?
Yes.
Mythbusters did the Jimmy Hoffa thing?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did. I bet you money.
Remember that, huh?
I bet you money.
I'd
bet you a CF.
A CF?
A clusterfuck?
Cuddlefuck.
Yes.
Cuddlefuck.
Oh, okay. We always said that was clusterfuck.
No, cuddlefuck.
Yeah, no, I guess it is.
You missed it. But oddity about, you know, your mom having dinner where Jimmy Hoffa was last seen a week before he was oft. My parents went out to dinner for their 20th wedding anniversary and had dinner right next to James Brown.
Ah, I'm here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since.
And that was the last week before he disappeared. But the Teamsters killed him.
I saw Michael Stipe in a restaurant in Athens once.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Michael Stipe.
Who the heck is Michael Stipe?
Obscure, you know, like, unknown guy. But did he,
what does he do?
Yeah, he's in a weird
room. Did you say, did you tell him clean food only?
No.
Oh, wait,
what did he...
That Michael Stipe? That was dude from,
I have no idea.
From Live.
Clean food only?
Yeah, Fight Club.
Huh? Okay, I'm like totally lost now.
Is this like a cameo?
Yeah.
His name was Robert Paulson.
You're not talking about Meatloaf.
No, I'm not talking about Meatloaf. The guy who's the waiter at when he goes to tell Marla that who he is is someone famous.
I should not know.
Are you trying to do a Sean Connery impersonation?
Yes. Sean Connery.
Yes, it is the guy from Live.
Huh.
Remember the Edward Kowalski, member of the band Live, plays the waiter who serves the narrator Marlo with the line, "Sir, anything you want is free of charge, sir." And it looks a lot like Michael Stipe, because they're both bald.
They all
look alike.
Oh, they both have AIDS.
Like John Locke?
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal, yes.
Michael Stipe, they're practically twins.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Who?
Of the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Make it so.
So.
Are we doing one more review?
Shane O'Connor.
Crop Circles?
Huh?
Crop Circles?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Ah, yes.
I love Jimmy Hoffa.
Well, why don't you marry him?
Because he's married to me, and that would be big of me. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't marry somebody of the same sex or somebody that's dead.
Married you?
I don't know. You know, I mean, whatever. Jimmy Hoffa. It's.
You think he deserved it?
He deserved it?
Yeah.
No, of course not. That's longer. I don't believe in the death penalty, especially not against...
You think Hitler should have died?
Yes. Hitler should have been given, like, a massive, massive, like, horse tranquilizer dose of acid so that he jumped out of a window and like, killed himself in some horrible fashion.
Honestly, in general, with people like that, I think you should keep them around for...
posterity?
Information purposes.
To be analyzed by some group of shrinks.
Yeah, whatever, you know, we're gonna find out where the bodies are buried, stuff like that. I'm sure there's some good information Hitler could have given us.
I'm sure Hitler just had his minions do his work. Have you watched the History Channel recently?
He's just following orders.
He's just following orders, sir.
Okay, Jimmy Hoffa, though?
Jimmy Hoffa, yeah, he's like the minion Hitler. That's super good segue, right? Jimmy Hoffa. I always wanted to see the
bomb.
I
think that was with JFK.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
The movie
called
Hoffa. I think Joe Pesci played
him. Jack.
Oh, the remix on the pile with the Joker picture.
Yeah. And then somebody posted
the on the yeah.
I did a front page repost. I think I've ever done that.
It was Jeff Nichols. Directed by Danny DeVito.
Are you serious?
That's serious.
Weird. We watched Throw Mama from the Train last night.
Again?
No, we haven't seen it yet. Amber hadn't watched it.
Oh, I loved it, Mama. Oh, I loved it, Mama.
Well, she said she hated it.
I fell asleep promptly.
It wasn't that wrong.
It was embarrassing when they throw Mom off the train.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It's embarrassing.
You should like it, though, because she farts. When she gets kind of...
And then everybody's embarrassed because she farted.
Yeah.
You're just telling me that, so I'll watch it.
No, I don't understand, because farts are somewhat embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, doesn't make any sense. So, Jimmy Hoffa. Danny DeVito, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I said that's a silly comedy. Maybe it is a silly comedy. Comedy. And he's an underrated director, honestly, really. He's got a little eye for the thing. He doesn't play up the fact that he's a director, I guess. Like on the posters of the movies that he does, it's not like the new Danny DeVito film or something like that. He doesn't want to be known as a director.
I'd like to see him do a movie where he plays someone related to the guy who the Coen brothers use a lot. That really heavy set guy kind of looks like Danny DeVito. I'm talking about. Even sounds a little like him.
Maybe just
short like him.
Yeah,
it's his alter ego.
They look a lot like
Italian like him.
Well, definitely. Yeah.
But, that's a film right there, right?
Okay.
I'll have to watch the film to learn more about Jimmy Hoffa.
So, because of the Danny DeVito film, you're going to give Jimmy Hoffa the conspiracy of thumb.
At least one, yeah. So.
Any other, even, like, any other two or thumbs?
I don't think Jimmy Hoffa was that bad a guy. Okay. I think he was,
misunderstood.
Okay.
He was misunderstood.
He was, I think he had the general interests of the union at heart sometimes.
Except for those kids he killed.
Yeah.
Do what?
Huh?
At Neverland Ranch.
Aw. Now I know you're joking.
Have you seen the Michael Jackson auctions yet?
No.
The stuff that Batman auction one is just fucked up.
He's had a lot of weird shit like that.
Okay, so let's... Yeah, okay, there we go.
What category is that?
Music.
Fucked up shit. Well, are we going to play some Michael Jackson?
No. Well, we can't. Let's just Michael Jackson, the experience, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Where do you go when you're at the top? You can only go down.
Insane, apparently.
Go down. No. On little boys.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Too easy.
Too soon.
Pedo bear head pops up.
Move to Dubai.
That is the rule.
Because the child molestation laws aren't as harsh over there.
For foreigners.
And of course, that's why he moved.
Yeah, yep. Without a doubt. I read it on TMZ or something like that. I think he's got good music. Amber hates it when I play Michael Jackson.
Especially Stranger in Moscow.
I'm like a stranger in Moscow. It's a great song.
Yeah. Well, I can promise you we're not going to hear that one because we've already played it.
Thank goodness for small favors.
It's a great song. It's about him molesting little boys, I think. And how lonely he is. That nobody understands his love for little boys. The KGB.
Nambla. He probably is a member.
North American Michael Jackson.
No, North American Man Boy Love Association.
No, it's North American Michael Jackson Boy Love Association. I'm telling you.
Right.
Nam Jabla.
Jablomi.
You're right.
Yeah, he's just there. Yeah. Whenever you play a song, I'm gonna.
So. Okay, well, let's play a song. Let's hear some Michael Jackson. This is the Lady of My Life.
Okay, if you can change his nappy.
Darkness tonight, Lady of Love will shine. Just put your trust in my heart. Treasure time won't steal away. So listen to my heart, lay your body close to mine. Let me fill you with my dream. I can make you feel alright.
Up a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up. This is a hold-up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling and still don't nothing move but the money. And now I learn to earn because I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. And if I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape, but me and F being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without my money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about you paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made, pass the test to see if I got cool. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Even in all of switch.
Better talk to my mother. Because I talked to yours. Wait, what?
Word to your mother.
That was Michael Jackson, Lady of My Life, and then we followed that up with that was me.
Oh shit.
Going to Paid in Full.
Was I supposed to give any thumbs to Michael Jackson?
Yes, you never did.
Yeah.
And he wants you to give him a thumb, I promise.
Up the ass.
Thumbs up for hey, good job with your career.
And ruining it,
yeah.
By touching his naughty bit.
So, thumbs for Jackson.
Can I make a joke about how he loves her baby?
No.
Hello. Hello, her baby. Get it? Yeah.
No, I don't get it.
But yeah. Why not?
Hey, did you hear they're having a Michael Jackson sale at the clothing store?
No.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're...
How do you know it's bedtime at the Neverland Ranch?
The little hand touches the big hand.
As the sun goes down, it gets dark outside, and everybody gets sleepy. What did the woman say to Michael Jackson at the beach?
I don't know.
Wow, you're Michael Jackson. Can you autograph this napkin?
What's the real punchline? I've never heard that one.
Excuse me, you're in my son.
Oh.
You asked!
Four thumbs up for Michael Jackson?
Four that would require seven. Somebody else's hands, and you're not using mine for that.
It's a shame we have, Dave 420 here for this one, because Dave is one of the only people I know
who survived and
who genuinely believes Michael Jackson's innocent.
Okay.
Genuinely believes that he has not had that much plastic surgery. But here's the kicker, okay? I flat out asked him, I said, would you let your son hang around Michael Jackson? The answer was, hell no.
Are we recording again?
Yeah, we're recording.
Did we cut it off or something?
I don't know what happened. In fact, the way he said it was, oh, hell no. So, but you think that's all just rumors and... You think it's exaggerated?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't think anybody really knows.
I think that he went into showbiz at such a young age that he feels like he lost a part of his childhood, and he's just trying to reclaim it by, grabbing a handful of somebody else's junk.
You have to admit, at this point, he does fit the stereotype of a typical pedophile.
I don't think he fits the stereotype of anything.
Yeah, he fits the stereotype of a typical pedophile. 40 years old, male, white.
Just because a man over the age of 30 plays with a child that is not at his own does not make him a pedophile. But if you're Michael Jackson, yes, it does.
So would you let Owen?
Hell no!
Come on, he's got like a Ferris wheel and stuff. You're allowed to go with him.
Hell no!
By 6 p.m.
So, I don't remember. Thumbs for...
Yeah, I think I
give like that's right, up his ass.
Four thumbs up and maybe four thumbs down. Yeah.
Okay, well let's check in.
He's a very extreme thumb.
He likes getting thummy with it.
Shut up.
Well, let's check in on Yahtzee. See how Yahtzee's doing.
Yahtzee.
This should be good because he's reviewing Duke Nukem Forever. Duke Nukem Forever.
Awesome.
And I've been waiting for that game to come out, and I imagine this is going to be awesome.
The guest spot.
I've never claimed to be a humble man. In fact, I think I can safely say that I'm unequivocally the least humble person in the entire history of the universe, but even I find myself humbled by Duke Nukem Forever. Who would have thought, after 12 long, extremely stupid years of speculation, engine changes, occasional screenshots, and presumably several roomfuls of people paid to sit and go all day long, that the game would not only be finally released, but would be worth every nanosecond of waiting and would be of such astounding depth and complexity that every previous conventionally good game shrivels before its mightiness like it's a cold day in the locker room. Duke Nukem Forever is a genre-defying masterpiece, combining elements of first-person shooters, adventure games, RTSs, typing tutors, cooking mama, and ordinarily I'd expect such a game to feel schizophrenic and thinly spread, but it all merges seamlessly together in a way I thought impossible. I started the game first-person shooting at terrorists in a military complex, then 4 or 5 hours later I was in a restaurant on the moon making ravioli for an incoming alien wedding party, and I honestly couldn't tell you where any significant changes occurred in the intervening time. But what really boggles my mind is the sheer amount of effort that went into the fake screenshots and trailers that were released throughout development to give the false impression that the game was an utterly generic brown FPS that any competent studio could have farted out in a year or two, and that the entire team were time-wasting cock sections with the work ethic of an overweight house cat with no legs, and I was honestly taken in. Another thing I'm impressed by is the reworking of Duke Nukem as a character, because I always felt that while his traditional image, i.e. spurting jets of gluey testosterone over the faces of submissive women, was perfectly acceptable up to the mid-90s when the world was backward and primitive, it would just come across as obnoxious in an age that has grown used to protagonists with more complexity than a colouring book. Duke Nukem Forever put all my concerns to rest. 10 years after the alien conquest of Earth, a middle-aged and jaded Duke is in hiding in Stockholm under the name Vladimir Lestrade, until a letter from his estranged daughter in the Resistance begs him to come to their aid, and thus begins an epic tale of redemption and self-discovery that will take us from the Swedish ghettos to beyond the furthest stars. And while I don't want to spoil too much, I was extremely moved by the scene in which Duke tearfully reunites with his daughter, and then she puts on a bikini and dry-humps his leg. Every single mode of gameplay in this extravaganza is controlled through an intuitive full-body interface. You move Duke's arms with the analog sticks and his legs with the shoulder button, so to walk forward you alternate pressing L1 and R1, and you'd be amazed how immersive that gets after a while. The buttons are used for facial expressions, so you press X to move your mouth, triangle to pick your nose, and square and circle to wiggle your ears. These are all mostly used to endear yourself to the many rascally children you have to befriend, but they're also used for problem solving, such as at the point where Duke is strapped to an operating table and needs to activate a crossbow someone left next to his head. Also, for the first 10 minutes or so, you can use the 6-axis to rotate Duke's neck, but then there's a hilarious fourth wall breaking sequence where Duke bursts into the lead designer's office and punches him in the stomach for being so fucking stupid. It's difficult to pin down my favourite aspect of Duke Nukem Forever between the dolphin races and the gun that shoots dogs and the liberal use of full frontal nudity, but I think the achievements deserve particular mention. It's not just the usual token achievement every time you beat a chapter and a big one at the end. No, sir, Duke Nukem Forever makes you fucking work for your gamer score. There's the achievement for beating the final boss using only your ears. There's the achievement for playing the whole game with the controller immersed in icy water. The achievement for placing a Wii Fit board in front of the TV and obliterating it with a croquet mallet. But the hardest one of all is the achievement for turning off the console, leaving the house, meeting a nice girl, taking a sailing boat around the world, having 3 beautiful blonde children, and finally dying content with the knowledge that you didn't spend 12 years waiting for an utterly pedestrian sequel to a game that everyone stopped caring about around 1997 to be released by a developer that makes John Romero look on the ball. Which is a huge challenge, because if just one of those kids turns out brunette, then you have to start all over again. My one criticism for Duke Nukem Forever is that it comes on 14 DVDs, but I'd expect nothing less from a game with such a long development time, and every second is on display. And a good thing too, I mean, hypothetically, if 3D Realms hadn't used the time to put together a Titanic super game and had merely been jerking off for 12 years, then it raises unfortunate implications. It means that not only can a studio be staffed entirely by howler monkeys, but there are also investors who probably consider themselves to be quite serious people who will pay them to jump about and wee on things for over a decade, while talented people with great ideas for games are snubbed because they've never had dinner with John Carmack or whatever. And then when the monkeys present nothing more entertaining than a fistful of poo on a tray and they get sued for all their bananas, a bunch of extremely thick people who still genuinely believe that something half decent could come out of this rigmarole would say, that's tragic. No, it is not tragic. If you get sued because you were paid to do a job you didn't do, that is not tragic. That is how the world should be. And you are a magnificent retard who should have their brain taken away by social services. But anyway, the point was, I'm just glad I don't live in a world where such scenarios exist. Now, I better stop here because I promised Jimi Hendrix that we'd go pony trekking under the sea.
Yeah, I can't wait to play that.
Perry Logan. Oh, wait, sorry.
You got Australian somewhere.
Perry Logan?
Yeah.
Is it because he's just yelling a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Speaking really fast.
Yeah.
It's that English accent effect you found.
Oh, and whatever. Yeah. What is it? Like print shop, I think, to edit his videos. Oh, Owen's
Microsoft
down with his
Word.
Microsoft Word, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it you always used Microsoft Word for? Saving pictures on the internet or something?
Yeah.
Like copy and paste.
Screenshots.
Screenshots. Anyway.
I didn't know another way.
Yeah. Are you excited to play that game? Remember?
Duke Nukem Forever? I got it while we were out. 100 bucks. because it's really good.
Please tell me you're kidding.
That's not.
I was 15 DVDs. Just the manufacturing cost on that alone would be over $100.
What? So, I mean, seriously, did you buy anything at Best Buy?
Nah.
Okay, good.
I bought it at GameStop. Just kidding.
Okay.
We did go to GameStop, but they didn't have the game I wanted, so.
Amber, Duke People Forever doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, then what did he just review?
A game that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's vaporware.
Okay, then what was the thing I saw on the pile with the receipt for the...
That was somebody reserving a copy of Duke Nukem Forever in 2001. That's why it's all yellowed and faded.
Okay, then if the game doesn't exist, then why would somebody have put money down?
Because they thought it was going to exist.
Duke Nukem Forever is a first-person shooter game that was in development form 1997 to 2009 by the 3D Realms. The publishing rights to the game still remain owned by Take-Two Interactive, although the future of the game remains unknown. The game was being touted for its unprecedented interactivity, aiming to push the limits of gaming and establish new standards, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Vaporware.
Severely protracted development schedule has often declared either the longest game ever in production or an elaborate in-joke at the expense of the industry. And it had a really, really horrifyingly bad... Oh, no, it didn't. That's not the only problem with the Duke Nukem. You ever seen the infamous Duke Nukem... triple pack trailer.
Yeah.
The one that is like horrifyingly bad.
It's like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. With some.
You keep expecting. Okay, when is this thing gonna start?
Yeah.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Drag Me to Hell. What do you think, Owen?
Suck.
Oh yeah, I have to read it, that's right. L.A. residents Christine, Allison Lohman, and Clay, Justin Long, a.k.a. I'm a Mac, are living the good life until a mysterious woman arrives at the bank where Christine works to beg for an extension on her home loan. When she says no, Christine's life goes downhill, .. fast.
Directed by Sam Raimi.
Doesn't say that, but...
Rotten Tomatoes rating right now is like 94.
Oh, dear.
With hundreds of reviews in there.
Good God.
That's a damn good sign.
Yeah. PG-13, not a great sign.
You know what that means. There'll be an R-rated, uncut.
I mean, Sam Raimi, though, he's not that... Huh?
They said there's actually a lot of horror.
Yeah. Yeah, our ratings are definitely going downhill, so the PG-13 today is like a X 10 years ago. Yeah.
I mean, Midnight Cowboy was originally an X.
That's right. That's before they knew what they were doing, though.
Yeah.
So that was the first year that they were assigning stuff like that. So there's a stigma to the X rating. So, okay.
That means the X rating means massive nudity, right?
No, it can mean a lot of different things.
Okay.
I mean, nowadays, they would probably generally mean massive amounts of nudity.
Drag Me to Hell. When I first saw the trailer, the little commercial for it at work, I was like, man, that looks like it sucks. That just looks so generic. I have no interest. And what happened was, I went on Rotten Tomatoes. I love to pull up movies that I think are going to be bad and see what... I love negative reviews.
Right.
And I was expecting, like, it just to be trash. And I was like, oh, Sam Raimi, what? Really? And I started looking at all the reviews were positive. All of it. I mean, like, glowingly positive. Like, the best movie Sam Raimi's done in years. You know, you can see the genius behind the man who made Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That really piqued my interest. I'd say that really swayed my opinion. So it's not really a fair thing, even though I haven't seen the movie. I'm inclined to say about an 8.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the I'm a Mac guy, he's a funny guy. I like him.
Yeah.
And Allison Lohman, she's a bit of a hottie. So you liked one of the movies he did.
Which is?
Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
So anyway, are you looking forward to it?
I give it a 7.
7? Really?
Wow. Really? Because a few minutes ago you were like, oh, that's going to suck. That's exactly what you said. I got it recorded.
Well, after hearing about the Rotten Tomatoes glowing reference by...
The fact that Sam Raimi... Oh, that's right. Directors don't matter. Never mind.
The I'm a Mac guy, yeah.
Because directors don't have any impact.
Does it have the I'm a PC guy in it? What did you give it?
I gave it like 8. Or I said 8.
Yeah, I was thinking 8.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That's surprising for you.
Really? Yeah. Look, Sam Raimi.
Let's do the Hannah Montana.
Seriously?
Yes.
I heard it wasn't really good.
Really? Well, let's find out. Let's read the reviews.
I saw its IMDb rating.
Let's read the
Hannah Montana, the movie.
Oh, see, they had to qualify it with, you know,
the movie. Yeah.
We knew this wasn't that crappy-ass TV show.
Seriously. All right. So, with Hannah Montana ruining her existence.
Wait a minute. Hannah Montana's in this?
I think so.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Miley returns home to Tennessee, where she, of course, learns some life lessons.
I'll tell you the one thing that this movie has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
It educated me on something that I don't know why it didn't occur to me. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe it's because I watch TV. I've never mm-hmm. seen the Hannah Montana TV show. But I did not know until I read a review of this movie that Hannah Montana, the Miley Cyrus, was Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter. I didn't know that.
That's cool.
Is that like really common knowledge?
I guess for Hannah Montana. Maybe.
I guess so.
I thought Hannah Montana was her real name for a long time.
But I can't stand
the phone booth.
Yeah, whose phone is that?
That's mine. Battery's time. Is that that guy? Is that the guy that's using?
Yes. And to be honest, I couldn't tell you a single thing he's produced.
Other than Iggy Brady.
And that. That's like his two accomplishments.
Iggy Brady
two
hard.
Things alone, he should be destroyed.
Did he do Way Down Yonder on the Chattahoochee? Never know how much
I'm that was Alan Jackson.
Whatever.
Don't ask me how I know these things.
Yeah, I know the lyrics.
Got hotter than a hoochie's coochie.
Is that
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's well, that,
that
was.
That I Love This Bar song. It's got a great video.
I Love This Bar.
I Love This Bar. I don't mm-hmm. much care for country music.
Yeah.
That's it's just not a good music video. It's not clever, but it's well done for what it is.
You're not gonna show it to us, are you?
Not right now, but I'm gonna
Should we do another movie? Yeah. Or did we give any stars to this one yet?
No, we haven't given any stars.
Miley Cyrus, the movie.
One star.
Oh, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, intentionally.
Two? That's pretty close to what its IMDb rating is, so. I don't know. Three, maybe?
I have a feeling you're being generous.
She's young, and she's a leg up or something.
Yeah, how many years do you think she has before she's all, you know, coked
used
out,
up.
You know?
You never know. Some people manage to find their way.
Name one.
Definitely not either of the whole
like a child star that
yeah became a current child star. You know, you look at the track.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh yeah, Drew Barrymore certainly didn't end up debauched. Yeah,
well,
good call.
She's turned her life around a lot.
But she's a successful adult actress.
I think there was that whole Playboy thing.
That's usually a sign of success.
Not really.
Sometimes.
I don't see how Playboy would be a sign of success.
I was thinking just from the 90s and on, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera. Who's the one who I actually kind of thought was hot and kind of turned all skanky with all the freckles? She's a Furby. And they did
Lohan. Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
Yeah.
She's an interesting one.
The Olsen twins have turned out kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Cyrus is on her way.
Michael Jackson.
Wasn't there an Onion about Molly Cyrus?
Yes.
Being used up?
Yeah, I was comparing to an environmental catastrophe, essentially. Okay. So, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. Enough of that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're up. You do up.
Up.
Yeah, up. So, a 73-year-old widower and a 7-year-old make an unlikely duo in this adventure around the world in a flying house. Along the way, a talking dog joins their ragtag team. This Pixar animated feature is directed by somebody I've never heard of, Pete Doctor.
That would be really awesome.
He was on NPR. He was just an amazing character.
Pete Doctor?
Yeah.
He did Monster Inc.
You know what would be really awesome is if right before the house lifts off for the first time, explodes.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Taking it back to bad days. See, Amber missed that part of the movie. She went away at the vomit scene so she didn't get to see the exploding sheep.
Yeah.
Which is just such a... Yeah, that's a shame.
So, it looks interesting. It sounds interesting to me. I like Pixar.
Pixar has yet to do a bad movie. Even their worst movie is still very good.
What do you think their worst movie is?
Cars?
I would say Cars.
Oh, I love Cars.
You would.
It's for Cars. Talking Cars.
What
would
you say is their worst movie? Have you seen WALL-E yet?
Oh, yeah, I love WALL-E.
Yeah,
I think WALL-E might be one of the best.
All their movies are one of their best.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, Dog's Life, what would you say is one
of the best? I love Dog's Life.
Yeah, but if you had to pick, like, a worst.
What about Ants? Was that a Pixar?
That was the ripoff of A Bug's Life. It wasn't that bad, actually. Woody Allen carried it. Woody Allen. You don't like Woody Allen, but you like Ants?
I thought that Ants and Bug's Life were the same movie. Pixar.
No.
Well, one's a sequel. Worse. I'm going to give it 9.
I'm going to go with 8.
Yeah, that's what you always say.
No, it's not what I always say. It certainly didn't say it for Miley Cyrus.
That's what you were thinking in your heart.
I'll go with 8.5.
Cheater. Copy. List.
I didn't want to go 8, and I didn't want to go 9. Copyist.
Communist?
Copyist.
Why don't you introduce your Freddie Mercury movie songs?
Yeah, do you want to play some Freddie Mercury? Yeah. Since you requested it. And, it really brought me back to my childhood because my mom owned this album when I was a kid.
Before she died.
Be careful.
That's 100% true.
That's technically true. Yes.
Seeing as how she hasn't died yet.
Unless she lives forever.
Like the Highlander.
Wants to live forever.
You make Amber watch Highlander yet?
Yes. I kind of liked it.
She did? He did?
From the 80s.
Oh, speaking of Highlander, remember that guy?
I like the soundtrack.
Remember that guy in Lost? You're like, why does that guy look familiar? Remember the guy that...
He was the bad guy from Highlander.
He's the Kurgan, yeah.
Ha! I'll be goddamn.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
Well,
yeah, I knew...
Oh,
I
he was in the last episode you watched, wasn't he?
Yeah.
With the dinosaur. he was the dinosaur.
Freddie Mercury was Mr. Bad Guy.
I think actually you might like this because this is it's recorded almost all with an orchestra, and I know you kind of dig orchestra stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And especially when the beat kicks in, I dig it. I think it might not be all orchestra. Some of it sounds a little bit sample, like or synth. Yeah. And it's an interesting mix, if that's what it is. So, this is Mr. Bad Guy. But yeah, my mom, this is one of the first albums I think she owned on CD back in the mid-80s. She had a CD.
CDs back
then. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. CD player was like the size of my old Toyota.
Remember the boxes?
The CD boxes? Yeah, yeah. The weird long ones.
Because they were so expensive. It was like... Back then it was like $20, which, you know, is what it costs now, but that's back in the 80s. And I was like, oh my god, $20 for an album? I can get the same thing for $7 on tape.
Yeah, yeah. But, it certainly sounded pretty good, though.
Yeah, okay.
So this is Mr. Bad Guy. This is the titular song from the album. Titular.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Take a trip on my ecstasy. I'm like the president of the USA. Mr. Bad Guy. Yes, I'm everybody's Mr. Bad Guy. Can't you see I'm Mr. Mercury? Oh, spread your wings and fly away with me. I'm Mr. Bad Guy. They're all afraid of me. I can ruin people's lives.
Don't lock my drummer up.
just remembering it is fine enough.
Yeah. J. Rawls with Middle Child and Don't Lock My Drummer Up.
Okay.
I'm cool. I thought you would. I do try to play music. I think you would actually like
it. I know. Well, I like most of what you play.
And I really did like that Freddie Mercury song, yeah. I have to admit. It's Mr. Bad Guy. I can see that being sampleable.
Yeah. It gets a lot stuck in your head. That's for sure.
It's still had that Queen cheese kind of...
Definitely. It was definitely during their cheese phase.
I thought it was just Freddie Mercury's solo.
Well, it is them solo, but I mean, you know, it's still got an obvious Queen feel to it for some reason. Yeah.
So. I don't think they ever were not cheesy. I've never heard a song by Queen that I didn't think was cheesy.
We are the champions, my friend.
No. Cheesy. Maybe We Will Rock You is kind of not so cheesy. I guess it's because it's so steeped in like tradition.
Yeah. How about Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, that was awesome.
It's just kind of weird.
It's operatic. Huh? It's very operatic.
One
very
would say
opera.
Rhapsodic, even. No, I mean, I guess my only problem with Bohemian Rhapsody is that Beelzebub has a devil set aside for me line. Uh-huh. It just seems out of place. But then at the time that song became popular again...
Yeah.
I was really heavily involved with the church at the time, and that was like, we wanted to play it, they wouldn't let us play it, so because that line, so it was like all our faces, you know?
Weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tech call of the week.
We'll talk a little bit about, we haven't done any tech calls in a while, and I am actually, now I've been moved off of the health insurance project, which I'll tell since it's gone now, I was working for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Yep.
They're out of business.
But anyway... I gotta tell you, I've worked at the place I work at. I've worked there for 4 years, going on five. And in the last 4 weeks, I've been on the cell phone project. As a supervisor, I've spoken to more crazy, insane, stupid people.
Batshit crazy?
Yes. Than I have in the 4 years I've been at this place. I don't know what it is. This is what I should have seen this coming, I guess. But, I mean, so like one of the guys I spoke with... He gets transferred to me, and ostensibly he's saying that he doesn't like our price plan. We have four price plans on this, and he doesn't like one of the ones we offer because he doesn't want to pay daily access fee.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, he was upset about the daily access fee, right?
Right.
Well, we had a plan that didn't have a daily access fee, and I told him, I said, well, we got that one. He said, no, I don't want that one either because I want to pay per minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how do you suggest that we charge for our service? He said we shouldn't. He said it's illegal that cell phone that our service should be free, mm-hmm. and in fact, all cell phone company services should be free.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, like I literally, like all communication broke down. I literally had no idea what this. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how to defend against someone just yanking. I mean, sure, why not?
Do you think he was honestly convinced of this?
Oh, he was very passionate about it.
Yeah.
Extremely passionate.
Yeah. Do you ask him what else he thought he should get for free in life?
No, I wanted to. I really did want to ask him, but I mean, I just couldn't, you know... I drew a blank.
You're right, right.
Yeah, it's very rare that a customer will render me speechless. And I was just kind of like, okay, well, you contact our corporate headquarters and our website and, you know, tell them that's what you think. And I'm sure they'll respond to that.
In some fat shit, yeah. Crazy defense sort of way.
Well, they would be batshit crazy to respond to him.
No, they would find some way to respond to the batshit craziness that was.
With a phone letter.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a complaint they've gotten more than once. I don't know. I have no idea.
We appreciate your suggestion that we should give away our service for free. Here's a $10 credit.
As with any business, we have to stay in business by bringing in revenue.
He wasn't a customer at the time.
Oh.
He had no account.
Oh, okay. Well,
so. He didn't want to sign up for an account because our service wasn't free.
Yeah.
My hat's off to you. You know? You need to go find that free cell phone company.
Yeah, yeah. In Soviet Russia.
Yeah. And then we'll all hop on our flying pigs. We'll meet Satan for a snowboarding competition.
And fly away on our magic carpets, you know, because the pigs want a day off.
Yeah.
Which then, pigs? Like the cops?
The flying pigs.
Oh, the flying pigs. You okay?
And then we'll all go watch a movie by Roy Schneider that's actually good.
With Rob Schneider in it.
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. Rob,
we'll go watch a movie by Rob Schneider.
Is there a Roy Schneider?
No, Roy. There's Roy something other that was in Sequest and Jaws. He died recently. That's what I figured out.
That's right. That's right.
I got the two kind of mixed up in my head.
We all have to die sometime.
They have a similar sort of comedy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was one. I got a guy. I didn't get to finish telling you about this one. The guy who was upset. This was his complaint. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. His complaint was that because Obama had manipulated the system to give all sorts of benefits to black people. And since Obama owned the cell phone company that I work for.
He does?
No.
No, I'm sure he does.
But this is the customer. Since he does, he should give the white customers on our company credit on their service. And he's trying to argue with me why I'm not doing that. I'm like, you're asking me to basically racially discriminate against on our customers. I'm not going to do that.
Can you laugh
and
at these
I
people?
Was racist for not discriminating in the favor of white people.
Right.
Which, when I was done, he hung up the phone. I kind of sat there for a minute going, what exactly just happened? Like, what kind of conversation did I have? What kind of fucked up alternate...
recording these, man.
I don't have a way of recording them. I think it would actually violate company policy.
I know, but just save them for, you know, when you finally do get fired or quit, and then you can release them to the public.
I don't have a way to record them.
That sucks.
Not aware of, anyway.
Okay, I changed my mind. I wouldn't mind having some more almonds.
Only if you make the nuts in your mouth joke. Yeah.
Okay, some more nuts
she
in her mouth.
She wants to put
yay.
Some more nuts in her mouth. Come on. Okay.
So, yeah, that was two that stick out. These are all soup calls. You got to realize, I mean, I only get supervisor calls. I haven't gotten calls yet. So
you always get the...
Yeah, I always get the more extreme stuff. I mean, more typically than not, it's people trying to scam us out of money, free credits. And the most common one, I've gotten to the point where I can smell this bullshit story like almost before you start telling me it. I can kind of tell it's coming. Which is either you're in the hospital or your family member's in the hospital or a family member has just died. And you need to get in contact with, you know, your family. And it's really important. And we had one guy that literally, when you look into the count at the notes, his dad died 4 months ago. Then his dad died 3 months ago. Then his dad died 2 months ago. And he had called me, you know, because his dad had just died. And so either his dad is this zombie who keeps crawling out of his grave to feast on the flesh of the living. And they put him down.
That's
and
an
so
emergency,
he has to call
man.
The family. Let
it's
him, okay, 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 we finally got him down again. Either that's the scenario or... He calls many people father, in which case this bastard.
Right, right.
Yeah, but anyway.
Some damn Catholics.
What? What does Catholics have to do with that?
Because he's probably got, they're all probably priests.
Oh, they're priests.
His family priest died. And then the replacement.
So every month. And I mean, you know, I've gotten to the point where I imagine that at some point, someone whose father actually is going to die or some family member is going to die is going to call up, but I'm not going to believe him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know.
So he's ruining it for everyone else, too.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But, I mean, come on. You have a family member dies and you're thinking about getting free money from your cell phone company? How does that work?
Well, all the money's going in the funeral, you know, and...
Okay, I don't understand exactly how the death of a loved one...
I don't understand how the death of a loved one is exactly correlating with them asking for a credit on their cell phone.
I would assume they're out of minutes.
They're out of minutes, and they're like, can I just get some minutes? I need to call my family because, you know, there's the death of my family.
It's prepaid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my answer is invariably no. I say it very beautifully. I'm like, well, I first of all, my heart goes out to you. It's very sad always anytime you lose a member of the family. and I'm very sorry to hear about that. Unfortunately, we can only credit for, insert name of cell phone company, issues, and I wouldn't be able to credit for that type of thing. But I do hope that, you know, you go through this period, you know. And
what if their phone killed them?
That has not happened yet, but...
Yeah, he's $10. Sorry about your loss.
You know, that person, which reminds me of one I should tell you about.
Okay.
Okay. I've been in the project for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I got this self... I got this soup call. Guy, you know what ringback tones are?
Ringback tones?
Yeah. There's ringtones and ringback tones. Ringback tones are when you call someone up and you hear music, you know, please enjoy the music.
Okay. Yeah.
That's always some like really classy song that you actually enjoy listening to. It's never some pop piece of shite that only the person who chose it
right.
likes and like a million blindfolded sheep. But, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
So he had both. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, usually with the first sentence of this, people start laughing. I'm just going to let you know in advance.
Okay.
So, dude tells me that he's a lumberjack. See? See what I'm saying? And that he was cutting...
Is he okay?
Thanks, man.
Yes, he wears high heels, suspendies, and a bra. He's cutting down trees... And he got pinned between two trees, and the cell phone got destroyed.
Okay.
So he purchased a new cell phone, and we were nice enough to give him credit for his ringback tones when that happened. Basically give him money so he can get his ringback tones again. So he has the new phone, which his girlfriend drops into a deep fryer, and he's calling again to get credit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I denied.
Yeah.
I mean... Hello. We don't really have to. We kind of, there's certain things we do as a courtesy. If you already gotten that courtesy once, we're probably not going to give it to you again.
Right, right.
Especially when you have two freakish things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I told this other manager, she goes, well, I would have given him a credit just for that story.
That's a good point.
I will check this one out. And
that's in the notes, too. Mm-hmm. Says he is a lumberjack, so, yeah.
I had to call my bank, and this is the first time I'd ever had to request a stop pay on a check.
Okay.
I'd had some vehicle repairs done, and the mechanic had endorsed the check, or signed the check, and handed it over to his baby mama, whose truck was then broken into, and her purse stolen. So somehow my coworker, the baby mama had contacted my coworker, who was the new girlfriend of the mechanic.
Let me go to the flow chart for this.
Yeah, seriously. And she calls me and says, Amber, I need you to do a stop pay and reissue on the check because, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da happened. And I called the bank and I didn't even ask for credit. I didn't even know that something like that would cost me money. And she said, well, I'm going to go ahead and credit you because that's obviously a very, you know, extreme circumstance. And it's definitely something that you wouldn't.
You got somebody cool because most people will not credit for at all.
Well, you say, hey.
I mean, when I had to get a stop payment, it was because my landlord lost my check. The bank was like, fuck you! Fuck you and your fucking lost check. I don't give a shit. You're gonna pay $40, asshole. I'm like, but I'm not the first to do anything. It's not my fault. What's the $40 for exactly?
Do that again. Because you like that.
And you don't want us to cut
profit.
Well, let's listen to some Imaging Heap.
Some what?
Imaging Heap.
Okay.
This is Good Night and Go. And it's good stuff.
Say good night and go. Every time, why'd you have to be so cute?
everything off. Watch the curtains wide open. And you fall in the same routine, flicking through the TV, relaxed and reclining. And you think you're alone. Oh, why'd you have to be so cute? It's impossible to.
For play. I repeat, do not try this at home. If the chick that you're with is only so your dick can get bone, only follow through if you've been in a horrifying partnership for at least a year or two. Moving on. And if your girl is carrying your seat, don't even waste your time listening to me. No, yeah, if you want to ditch her because she's not a freak and she's in the sheets, go to the nudie bars and learn how to teach. I'm talking to niggas whose chicks are gold diggers and booed, cheated on you, conceited and getting greedy. You want to know what you're doing just every 5 minutes. Give you limits on your chilling, smoking weed or intake of Guinness. This is for y'all. You girls will take your dough and keys to the car and be in the mall. The only thing she'll buy you is a phone that only she can call. Psycho chicks who like to scream in the street. Chicks who get off on B&B, bitchy as hell in front of your mom, mad and sweet. And if you live with her and she won't get a job and likes to eat, or you've been with her mad long but outside she's still discreet, never mind. Forget that last one, you don't count. Be concerned. If she won't hold your hand in public,
that's not your girl.
This is for men with psychos, fat girls with tight clothes, dating strippers and hoes, day parade and night clothes, and condoms they break holes, and all their friends are straight pigeons. Listen, you getting fucked is their favorite position. I'ma help you out, tell you how to get rid of bitches. Won't even want you for your dick or your riches. Telling you, just bounce before your shit itches. They ain't your sisters, they trife. Whether your girl, fiance, or wife, get them out of your life.
What?
Man, they gotta go. I'm just trying to let you know how to break up with your girlfriend. Oh no, she's trying to do you wrong, Listen to the song. Why? How to break up with your girlfriend. She's trife, so you better listen up. Word, you can get stuck and learn how to break up with your girlfriend. There's many ways, man, just pick one. You gotta be done. I know how to break up with your girlfriend. Number one, run. Number two, threaten her with a gun. Number three, just a synonym for one, flee. Number four, when she goes out, just lock the door. Hang up a sign that says close and keep it up there like you run in the store. Five, never arrive on time. Short for dates, 2 days late. Never ever apologize to your mate. Number six, constantly call her a bitch, but in German. Seven, start off every Sunday with a sermon. Eight, now masturbate, but only with her and only in public, in romantic restaurants.
Baby, rub it.
Number 9, tell her shove it. 10, take it back, cry, say it again. Number 11, make her write an essay on 7. If she won't, for number 12, just tell the bitch that she's going straight to hell.
Thought we were doing swell.
There's no number 13, cause I believe in superstition. 1-4, make the back door your only position. 1-5, tell her that you need a daily 16 times. 17, tell her that you had a really bad dream. He was in the office, beat her to death with a fax machine. 18, by facts. Next, keep it by the bed. Every morning when she wakes up, hold it over her head. Number 19, tell her you're becoming a priest. 20, tell her that you want to live together. Show her release. Tell her that it's a surprise. Tell her cover her eyes. Lead her down a dark alley to a cardboard box. Remove the blindfold. Watch her just faint from shock. 21, tell her that you had a son when you was 12. 22, tell her that you're Melly Mel. 23, every time she lets go of your hand, proclaim to the world I'm free. 24, hit yourself repeatedly. And finally, when you get down to number 25, just look her straight in the eye and say,
are you a guy?
Now look, if none of this works, remember, I ain't tell you shit. Just tell her she's a bad job and you quit.
What?
Man, they gotta go. I'm just trying to let you know how to break up with your girlfriend. Oh no, she's trying to do you wrong, huh? Listen to the song. How to break up with your girlfriend. She's trifling. Better listen up, word. You can get stuck or learn how to break up with your girlfriend. There's many ways, man. Just pick one. You gotta be done. I know how to break up with your girlfriend.
Maybe I'm wrong for this, but I'd like to dedicate that one to Todd.
Oh, right. I don't know what the song is about, really.
It's about
how to break up with your girlfriend.
Don't worry. Nothing you need to worry about ever.
I like the part where she says, until you had a really bad dream that you were at the office and you beat her to death with a fax machine, then the next suggestion is
buy a fax machine.
Buy a fax machine. Keep it by the bed every morning when she wakes up. Hold it over her head. Another suggestion was number 8 was masturbate, but only in public and in romantic restaurants. Baby, rub it. Number 7, call her a bitch. Constantly call her a bitch, but in German.
How do you say that in German?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
We listened to Imogen Heap. Good Night and Go. And then that was the artist is Laid in Full, but really it's Jean Grey. And the song's called How to Break Up with Your Girlfriend. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I like that song.
I liked it.
So one more thing I want to talk about before we before I kick you guys out.
All right.
So that, it's going to automatically lead to a song we'll play. So.
Okay.
That is the Diabetes.
Diabetes.
Since our last podcast where we actually sat down and talked like this, because we've had several since then, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. It's been a month now. It's been interesting.
Cool.
A lot of adjustment.
Not cool.
Yeah, I was going to say not cool. For one thing, we're still having carbonated beverages, but they're all like diet carbonated beverages.
Zeros. Zeros.
Yeah.
Which
isn't that bad. I mean, I really prefer the Cherry Coke Zero over Cherry Coke.
Yeah. Very nutritious.
What?
Very nutritious.
They're not nutritious.
It's got coconut oil in it. And glycerol ester of wood rosin.
And they make Amber burp like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, feels good.
Pretty good.
What the fuck, burping, dude? It's been interesting. You know, the hardest part has been shopping, grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I kind of understand what people who smoke go through.
Heroin addicts.
Because I've had to quit a lot of stuff, cold jerky, essentially.
Yeah. Cold jerky? Do you have to quit cold turkey?
No, I can have turkey.
Well, that's good.
Like anything with carbs and sugar. And I was one of those people, I thought, you know, just sugar, right? No, carbs.
Yeah.
Carbs, your body converts them into sugars.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so. Like right now I'm munching on almonds. It's been interesting. I've developed a real love for Jell-O.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar-free Jell-O. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely nothing in it. I mean, it's just gelatin with some food coloring and some flavoring.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no sugar, there's no fat.
It's just filler.
Essentially.
Filling your stomach.
Just made out of animal bones.
Yep, animal bones.
Is all gelatin from animal byproducts? Or do they have like
I hope it's from animals, not human.
Yeah, that'd be really expensive to harvest.
And kind of fucked up.
Yeah, selling green makes no sense. So there's not like a plant you can get?
No, there's not a plant gelatin.
Yeah.
No, they make a gelatin for vegans, so I think it uses tofu somehow.
Hmm.
Or pepsin somewhere.
I think.
It's not real gelatin?
Or maybe it's just organic.
Like organically grown animals?
Know. Organically grown bone marrow.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, which is another word for expensive.
It's kind of gross if you think about it, gelatin.
If you don't think about it, it's great.
Yeah, usually I don't.
If you're on a diet,
even when I think
diet.
About it, it's no grosser than anything else. No grosser than meat. Meat is just flesh.
I know, and that meat's gross.
I'm still not over my fear of needles. That's a hard thing. Which one of the things I thought we would do actually on the podcast is test Mr. Pierce's sugar.
So you don't have to do the injections or nothing, right? That's the other
no.
Type,
I
right?
take a, I take a pill every day.
I already did my blood sugar test. So,
you but you should on my drafting table there. Do you see a little black like satchel thingy? Yep. Right here. Nope, you just had it. No, that's my FM modulator. So that's the FM modulator. Basically what it is after we find your blood sugar, we can broadcast it over the FM. What are you talking about? Bring it here.
This is the puncturing.
Well, yeah, but I gotta put a needle on it.
Do you dispose of the needle every time?
Of course. Bring it here.
Oh, good. So I'm not gonna get AIDS or anything.
I specifically did not buy the AIDS infected needles.
and
strange that Kroger would be carrying those. I don't know what they're thinking.
And the device itself is does it have a thing in there too that you have to change?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna set it up for you.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at it. You know.
I want to set it up for you. Here, I'm gonna let you do the puncturing yourself, dude.
Oh, I was gonna let somebody else do that.
I'll do it.
She's a little too eager. Does this look like it would be in have a needle?
Yeah, I've seen them before, so
really?
I know.
I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Oh, Lancet's.
Yeah.
Are you nervous? You scared?
Not really scared, just more annoyed.
Curious what's going on to at all?
Yeah, I am definitely curious.
I'm gonna ask you a weird question. Do you bleed easily?
When I'm punctured.
Cut yourself, do you have a lot of blood or a little bit of blood?
I suppose I'm average. I'm an average bleeder.
Yeah, you
I don't
should
know.
Definitely have the number 2 set.
What do you mean?
When I did the number, and I typically bleed pretty well, I did the number 1
set. You don't bleed well.
I guess I bleed more average than I thought I did.
Okay.
I punctured it, and it just, there was nothing there. I didn't feel anything. It was just a tiny little
oh, great.
But the second one, yeah, it was...
I have very thin skin, so I think I'll be fine with the number 1 setting.
No, all it means is you're going
to
get yourself again.
You don't want to have to do it twice.
That's a true statement.
I wish I would have done the second setting. That way I can just do it once and do that one, so I don't have to get through it twice.
Okay, here's the way it works, okay? You take the lancet thing. I'm not going to actually do it, but you put it to a pad of your fingers. Most people prefer to do it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I have to actually do it on the pad itself because I don't get as much blood from the side. And when you have it there, you press this button, and it's going to hit you. And it's going to go quick.
I know.
And we'll put it on 3 because that's average. Then you get a beat. It has to be about...
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, I've seen it done before.
Okay. And then you place it on the strip, and it'll tell you what your sugar level is.
Great.
It's all loaded and ready to go. Are you nervous?
I guess a little bit.
I'll be nervous.
Yes. Way to go. See, now I can't do it anymore, so. Can you do it on the... Oh, yeah, you're supposed to do it on the front. You're doing it on the side?
On the side, on the front.
Which hurts more? The side, right?
They all hurt equally, too.
Does it hurt a lot?
Yeah. No, what? No, actually, it's just a little sting.
You said yeah. Ow. Seeing blood.
Well, you gotta squeeze it. You gotta kind of milk it.
Oh, that's gross.
I'm sorry.
You do have the milk.
Okay, it definitely works better.
Wait, you don't have to do it again. You got your chance, man. I'm sorry. You lost. You gotta place it. Get AIDS.
You don't.
Did she not hit you?
I guess not. Oh. Okay, there you go. That's a cut of some sort.
I'm sorry.
I don't like blood, I guess. You know, that's. Yeah. That's a lot of blood. Yeah, I'm gonna bleed to death. Ooh. Do I need a band aid now?
Enough.
I need a band aid.
There you go.
Keep away with that thing.
I'm not going to hit you with it again.
Don't
wow.
Put it in
you
your
actually
mouth.
Have very low sugar.
Oh, great.
95.
That means I'm type 1, aren't I?
No.
I don't have enough sugar.
It's not, no. It's not low, like low for diabetic.
Okay.
Your blood sugar level is 95. Normal is about.
So we need to go get some candy.
80 to 120. I think. Don't quote me. Hers was right at the top.
Mm hmm.
Of where it need of what normal is.
So you're in danger.
Normal.
Is that what that means?
Blood sugar.
So you're trying to figure out how to take it out now.
Yeah.
Is it screw on? Is it screw on the top?
Yeah, 70 to 150.
It's starting to hurt a little now.
Normal.
Now it's starting to hurt now. Probably because you stuck it in your damn mouth.
What? You stuck your finger?
Yeah. Freak. Damn, damn vampires.
So, if I had to guess, I would say you were not.
Diabetic?
Yes.
I would have more of a tendency than you because...
Well, he gets sleepy a lot, and that's a really good sign. And then no offense to either one of you guys, but being overweight actually is a...
Yeah. Well, I drink mostly water. I think that's probably a pretty good habit to...
It is.
I've been in.
I, when I'm at work, I drink about a half gallon a day, just to keep myself not so much hydrated, but to keep my throat comfy.
And you do tend to prefer like the sugary, you know, stuff. And I'll tell you this too: another contributing factor is alcohol, especially beer. There's a lot of sugars.
Oh yeah.
And we don't drink hardly.
Well,
but
he
like,
drinks more than you do, and he has a low tolerance, which is a good sign too.
Good sign of diabetics.
Yeah.
Or a good sign that. I won't get diabetic because I don't drink a lot.
He doesn't drink, but like maybe once a month, if that.
Yeah, I don't drink hardly ever.
He used to drink a little bit more, but
like
he doesn't anymore.
So yeah, Mr. Pierce is definitely not diabetic either. So you guys are safe.
Are you a little disappointed?
Am I a little disappointed?
So
no,
you don't
want to
have like
wish this upon anybody.
Like a diabetic brother.
No,
brothers
just,
and diabetes.
You don't know how many people I work with. I mean, I share a desk with the guy who's diabetic.
Mm. Did you get any good advice from him?
Yes.
Don't drink Coke.
Except for when he told me to abuse my medication. Which my dad, who's also diabetic and a doctor, says don't do. So who do you think I'm going to listen to? The diabetic doctor or the guy at work with diabetes?
What did he tell you to take more of?
He told me, he said that if I start to get sick, take more metformin. Metformin is a drug that regulates blood sugar.
Hmm.
But I can only do it to a certain point. I still can't eat, you know, like... sugary foods or
right.
High carb. I can have some. I just have to have a low sugar, low carb.
Like you can have pizza, but one slice rather than three.
Or two slices. I can't do like half a Papa John's pizza like I used to do. Papa John's pizza is pretty sweet too.
Yeah, it is.
I imagine they got a lot of sugar in their tomato sauce. A lot of I love Italian food,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of Italian foods are very sweet when you think about it. Because I'm not very
sweet,
much into spicy
sweet stuff on top of carbs.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have the wheat grain macaroni and cheese.
Mm.
That's how you substitute is you know a lot of stuff that's if it's wheat grain, it's,
whole grains and stuff.
Yeah, whole grains, then it's not as bad. The carbs are much lower.
How about fruit? Do you want fruit?
Strawberries is about it.
What about the V8 fusions?
Are they full of fruit juice?
Yeah.
But it's like 100 calories per serving, and you get...
The calories aren't what matters. It's the sugar and the carbs.
Sugars and carbs equal calories, though.
Corn syrup, there's no added sugar in any sugar.
No, added sugar isn't the same thing as no sugar. We had this conversation last time because you're like, what about this? It says no added sugar. And I was like, added sugar means that there's already sugar in it. It means they didn't add any more, which means there's sugar there.
It's sweet enough.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but I mean, you know, these words mean something. So, yeah. Sugar is not allowed.
Yeah.
It is funny because the whole, you know, it made –
after that, I stopped laughing at Wilford Brimley with his diabetes. Really? I think on this very podcast, I said that I hoped he died of diabetes.
Seriously?
Diabetes.
Wow. Like, I hope he had a sugar overdose, and that doesn't seem so funny anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit a little too close to
home. If you met him, would you be like, all like, hey man, I have diabetes too?
If I met him, I would say, hey, I loved you in The Thing.
Uh-huh. And he'd be like, well, what about my diabetes commercial?
Diabetes.
I mean, yeah.
So how much do your testing supplies cost?
For the strips are like $1 a piece, just about. So for that package of 40 I bought, it was $40.
And it's one strip per test?
The lancets lancets and everything else are cheap. Like the monitor itself, including the thing you put the needles in, is like $10.
So basically, to test our blood sugar cost you about maybe
$2.
$2 and some change.
We'll but I wanted to eliminate it for you guys, because what I probably should be saying, the reason why I want to test Mr. Pierce and the reason why I test Amber
is because we have some symptoms that could be.
The moment that I became tested, and maybe it's a psychological coping mechanism for me, but the moment I became
diabetic,
I started thinking that everyone I knew had diabetes for real.
I know.
It
does have a pretty broad range of symptoms.
It's a very common thing in America.
Yeah.
And the symptoms, there's a lot of them. And part of the reason I was in so denial when I was told, you know, when I started exhibiting the symptoms was because I was like, yeah, but I'm hot. I'm sweating all the time because I'm in a room with bad air conditioning. When I'm at home, I don't sweat, which is true. When I was at home, I didn't sweat.
Right.
But when I would go to your house, I would, because you guys like to keep it hot. When I go to work, the training room we were in at the time was really hot. I was sweating all the time. And, you know, just lots of things like that. And then it was, strange enough, all my life, every year, there's this one time a year where I get really thirsty. It just happened to be then. My dad will tell you the same thing, because the same thing happens to him. But, you know, that just happened to be coincidentally during that time.
And it's symptoms that are easy to write off and say that it's something else other than what it is.
And symptoms that, you know, a lot of people exhibit all the time for various reasons. And with you, it was that you getting sleepy a lot of the time, which is actually...
At least once a day.
If you look at my weblog over a month ago, you'll see very few posts. Since I got my medication, I've been posting like every 2 to 3 days. And I mean, it's a lot of stuff. And I've been back out active, recording music again, and doing all sorts of stuff. So, I mean...
You think it's a blessing in disguise, maybe?
No, I don't think it's a blessing in disguise. What it was I was very productive, and then the diabetes was making me very lethargic, not wanting to do anything. I would come home from work, and I wouldn't want to do anything.
Oh, so changing your diet is, you think, what has made you...
No, because I wasn't like that a year ago.
Okay.
The diabetes dragged me down, but the medication's helping you become more normal.
All right, okay.
Thanks to Valtrex, I have fewer flare-ups. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Valtrex, is that herpes thing?
Yeah,
I didn't know you had herpes too.
Let's check out Wilford Brimley and his diabetes.
That we actually discovered like the day or two before you got diagnosed.
Yeah, it was a coincidence.
That was kind of weird.
The diabetes.
Enjoy. And then I'm going to follow that up with the other song I recorded recently. It's completely different from the first one. It's Pump Up the Volume by Mars, but I make all the noises with my mouth.
Oh, God.
I thought you liked it.
I do.
Fuck you, man.
Is it Pump Up the Volume, or is it...
Pump Up the Volume.
Okay, because the other song wasn't Pump Up the Volume.
No.
I'm here at Liberty Medical, and there's something I want you to hear. Diabetes. People with diabetes. People with diabetes. People with diabetes. 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 Well, if you have diabetes. Diabetes. Well, if you have diabetes. Diabetes. Well, if you have diabetes. 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 Diabetes.
Dance. dip da up, dum dum. 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 Bars needs women.
By me.
Oh yeah, that was good.
I actually made all the sounds of that with my mouth.
Did you?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, hope awesome. You guys enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
So shout out to Mars, wherever you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to Gail, this friend of ours from college. Hopefully she'll be listening to the show.
She won't.
Hi Gail.
Hi Gail.
And
shout out to Owen from the future.
Yes.
Hey Owen from the future.
Hi Owen.
Future Owen. Right. In the future.
You'd be like, wow, you guys listen to MP3s? Those are fucking
crazy. Do you think MP3s are going to go out of style?
I'm really curious what the next thing's going to be, because we were talking about this at work.
Uh-huh.
We have write-ups, old write-ups. I've got some here,
mm-hmm.
right? The old examples, and they're for, like, what to do when someone has a beeper.
Okay.
And it's like, I mean, that sounds so quaint.
Yeah.
But you think about it, that's only like 10 years ago. Because my job is only 10 years old, so maybe even less. And so, you know, something's going to come along, but, you know, cell phones are going to merge into something else, some other ridiculous
MP3 players.
They're already heading into the you know, where it's a PDA and, you know,
it's
everything,
yeah.
Games, camera, I mean, all sorts of stuff. So it's only inevitable that eventually cell phones will become some other monster, you know, and we'll have to deal with some
iPods, iPhones.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
there's an app for that.
Shout out!
We might still call them phones, though.
Yeah, shout out to Steve Jobs.
Dead Steve Jobs. By the time he hears this, he'll be dead.
Yeah,
he'll be like, who the heck is Steve Jobs?
Rectal cancer.
Oh, Owen.
Yeah. He's kind of an unknown, like a Michael Stipe. Most people don't know.
Well, she knows who Steve Jobs is. She's saying Owen wouldn't know. So.
Owner of Apple.
That was.
Bill Gates.
Albert Einstein, the guy who discovered gravity.
Invented gravity.
He invented gravity, yes. There's no gravity anymore. Are you even pissed off?
No, I'm trying to figure out who Steve Jobs is, since my answer was obviously incorrect.
Obviously.
No, you're right.
Okay.
He's the guy in the commercials for the I'm a Mac.
He's the one that says I'm a PC. That's irony.
Okay.
He actually took a job. Get it? A job! Ha ha! Shut up. So, yeah. And shout out to everybody. Thanks
everyone.
For listening. So Owen's going to wake up from his stupor and get down on the two turntables. Rock that shit, Owen. DJ Owen.
Is he going to use two turntables?
And a microphone.
Oh. Wow.
Yes. Word.
To your mother.
Thank you.
Satiated on the nuts.
Yeah, I've had enough nuts in my mouth
nuts,
for tonight.
Nuts
in my mouth.
So
make the joke one more time. Maybe it'll be funny.
Yeah.
Well, I figure of the four times or so that I've said it, you'll find one that's, you know, grabbable.
He's gonna cut them all up, just put them together, and
nuts in my mouth, nuts in my mouth.
Throw a few parts in there.
Nuts in my mouth.
It'll be funny one. So.